Now let's bring in our man, Joe Fisher. He is back, rested up, ready to resume the work week after a tough assignment in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. As you know, it's so easy to travel over to the islands and back that it's very restful and relaxing, no question.
You know, I thought you battled adversity along with Tim, Joe, to do that Chaminade game at such an ungodly hour.
People don't understand. I think, as you know, it came on here, and I guess the game was at 12:30 Central Time, 8:30 there. It is literally the first time that I have ever walked into a gym and had to turn the lights on. You know, there was no one there. You know you're there early when ESPN is not there yet. You know, so but it was, and you could tell in the first half of that game the guys were kind of, you know, sleepwalking a little bit, for lack of a better word. But really, I think the turning point in the tournament for Vanderbilt was the second half of that game, because they began to play with the intensity and the style that Kevin Stallings wants, and then it carried over into a terrific Arizona game where they really played well.
Talk about John Jenkins' progress. It's almost like he's gotten better every game.
Yeah, John has made significant progress, and I think where people see the most progress is not the offense, because they expected that out of him, but the other parts of the game. I think he moves better without the ball than people thought. I think he plays defense better, you know, at least currently, than people thought. That's certainly only going to improve. His effort level is tremendous. You know, he sprints down the floor all the time. He's got quick hands. He seems to be picking up some of the savvy points of the game. You know, he made some significant shots in that trip as well. You know, against Cincinnati, even though it was a loss, he really made some baskets early that kept them in it. And then I thought he was just very steady throughout the tournament. His ball handling ability, I think, is maybe a little better than people thought. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch him develop.
The downer was losing to Cincinnati, because it robbed them of the opportunity to play some really good teams. But I thought it was really important when you look back about beating St. Mary's on the front end and winning that Arizona game. So they leave the island, you know, feeling reasonably good about themselves.
Well, I think 3-1 on that trip is probably pretty good, you know, regardless of who they were. I agree with you. It would have been nice to have won that first game and had an opportunity, if things had played out, to take on a Maryland and then maybe a Wisconsin or a Gonzaga. But to get the, you know, a win over Arizona is going to be good in the resume, regardless of, you know, Arizona with a new coach and a lot of young players is very good. The loss to Cincinnati doesn't look as bad now, because Cincinnati beat Maryland the day after that and played, you know, a terrific game in the championship game. So, you know, they're going to be a good basketball team. I agree with you, though. The win over St. Mary's, I think, is going to prove to be pretty significant when this year closes, to see a road win against a team that I think's got a great shot to make the tournament.
And now it's Missouri on Wednesday night, and that'll be a pretty good test.
Will be. They just played in the South Padre Invitational, lost in the championship game to a Richmond team, but beat an Old Dominion team that had been undefeated prior to that. So, and Missouri plays that aggressive, up-tempo style. You know, they really want to get after you. They'll play a lot of guys. So, you know, this will be an interesting test. And now this begins a pretty good stretch of games when you think about it, for Vanderbilt, coming back, taking on Missouri, then a DePaul, then an Illinois, then a Western Kentucky over the next, you know, week and a half. So this is a pretty important stretch.
Hey, Joe, in the last minute or so we have, give us a couple highlights from the trip and maybe some things the guys got to do while they're out in Maui.
You know, to be honest, they didn't do a whole lot. While I was there, they did very little. They had a little bit of downtime on Sunday. You know, I flew out on Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are all game days. Of course, Thursday they got to have Thanksgiving dinner in Maui before they came back. I don't know if some of the guys went parasailing or not. I know some of the families went parasailing, especially on that Thursday. But this trip, unlike some others, with all these games crammed into very little time,
right,
there was not a whole lot of time to get out and about in Hawaii. This was much more of a business trip than a lot of these trips can tend to be.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot, as always.
All right, guys, good to be back.